in New York City, in Washington. And this led to a whole series of odd moments in which the police are assuring people, don't worry, it's just a firecracker. They're tweeting, this is not an alert, you're not in any danger. And people are wandering back to their bridge chairs or settling their family down. But there's that initial panic that takes place that probably wouldn't have a few years ago. A big piece of what we saw on Monday is this loss of trust over the last several years, where we don't believe that the police are necessarily going to protect us in that kind of a situation, where we do believe that there are mass shooters and political extremists of one flavor or another who are out to cause mischief or harm. And so the combination creates this sort of perfect storm of anxiety, edginess that leads to these scenes that we saw.
The rise of mass shootings in America has brought up so many complicated and sad questions. How are we supposed to live in a society where we have to be so fearful? What will it take to prevent these kinds of shootings from happening? And how do we punish the people who perpetrate unthinkable acts of violence? Today, we are diving into that last question in an interview with our colleague, David Nakamura. He covers the Department of Justice, and he has been reporting on this very difficult choice that is facing Attorney General Merrick Garland in the aftermath of the shooting in Buffalo almost 2 months ago. In that case, 10 people were killed. They were all black. The suspect is a self-avowed white supremacist. Federal prosecutors have charged him with 26 hate crime counts, plus another gun-related charge that carries the potential penalty of death. And here, the government has a choice. Should they seek the death penalty against the alleged shooter? It's a choice that could force Merrick Garland and the Justice Department to decide between its core values.